Hello, my friends, and welcome to the horoscope for Leo. So, today the Sun and the Moon and Jupiter, they all alive in your fifth house of play, exploration, and fun, you know, in the house of Sagittarius. It's the house of Leo, but it's governed by Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is all about expanding your consciousness, you're going on dream visions. No, vision quests, I'm talking too fast, I've been doing too much of this today. Alright, so, it's all about fun, frivolity, play, recreation, and having a good time, you know. And this is a time when you think about, how can you take more creative control over your destiny, you know? This is a moment that you should, you know, really keep an eye on, you know, for thinking about yourself as an individual within the group and how you're going to actually maintain your sense of self within the collective and the importance of that, you know? You know, you've got Leo rising or your Leo sun, and so there's a part of you that always, like, will feel yourself at the center, and that's really important. And what's also important is coming up is after this moment when the sun is in Sagittarius with the moon and Jupiter and everything's fun, then the sun's going to move into the sixth house and to Capricorn. It's going to meet up with Saturn and Pluto and the south node, and that's going to be rough, okay? But it's going to be fine, you know. It's just unusually intent and hardcore. And the house, the life experience field of intense hard work. But there's a point to all of this. It's about becoming humble. It's about knowing your boundaries and your limits. And it's about becoming competent at skills that are useful to other people. It's about honing your craft. And what Saturn and Pluto are going to help you do more than any other planets is get in touch with your soul so that you're so grounded in your performance that, I mean, you just, you know, you're a freaking revelation, you know? So, you know, the time is coming up is really hard. The time right now is to celebrate, to pump up your ego and just be like filled with the sense of your own divinity, right? But then the sixth house is coming up. It's going to, like, just deflate you like nothing else. But it's for a purpose, so that you can be that revelation to an appreciative audience, you know, out into the world, you know, just showing your stuff. You know what I mean? All right, my friends, until next time, peace.